You know what?
I've had a very stressful year so far. I have had to go through so many transitions, and I don't think it's gonna end anytime soon. There's gonna be another transition, and transition after transition, and it's driving me insane. And then, well, you get this feeling in your chest. It's really fucking annoying. Oh, when you want something so bad, it just doesn't ever turn out the way you want it to. I don't fucking know. For a long time, I thought, well, something has to be wrong with me. Something must be wrong with me. Something has to be wrong. I mean, why is it that every guy I come across, they only see me as one thing? Or they don't see me as someone that would love them, care for them? Why? Why is it one thing or none at all? Frustrating. Really frustrating. But I'm too angry to cry. Way too fucking angry. I've made an angry audio before. I felt the need to, what was it? Put artistic, what? I don't fucking know. Something artistic with it, but fuck it this time. Absolutely fuck it this time. This is art. Right here, right now, the reality is art. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired. Do you understand? I just want what I want. And I want it now. I want to be cuddled when I'm tired and weak and vulnerable. I want to be loved and supported when I'm strong. And I want to do the same for someone else. I want a balanced mix of the two. I want to have arguments with someone that doesn't hate me, but wants to better me, and wants to have an open conversation, an open-minded conversation, willing to learn something new. And I want the same thing back. I want someone that can look at me and do things to me without even touching me. It's happened before. All I have to do is think about, all I have to do is think about that one person. That's what I want. I want you. I don't fucking want to hear that you don't want me. It's a lie. It's a fucking lie. You wouldn't have said the things you said to me. You wouldn't look the way you look at me. You're flawed. Just like I am. We're all flawed. We're not perfect. But I'm happy to admit that you've got way more problems than I do. You can't multitask. You can't do half of the shit that I can. But you aren't careful at all. You're not careful. I don't get it. Why aren't you careful? You just say what you feel. Well, what I think you feel, and what you say you feel. And then what? You just kind of like, you're like a fucking beautiful, beautifully paved road. We don't know where we're going. You're just going, flying through trees. Sometimes we get reception, sometimes we don't, because the trees are just blocking all kinds of towers and shit. Whatever, however the system works, I think I got it right most of the way, but correct me not. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. So we're going down this road, right? Just winding. Staying in between the lines, keeping in our lane. And then things get smoother and smoother. Everything feels so good. Amazing. This is something I've always wanted. But what is the issue? Oh my god, there's a cliff right at the edge of that. We're just cruising along. You know it was coming though. So you jump out of the car, you have me looking into a facade of your presence, just kind of watching you roll out of the car. And what? You don't try to stop the car, you don't try to do anything, you just fucking let it go right off the cliff and let me go in it. What I'm trying to tell you is, you let me go down with the car off the cliff. Does that feel good to you? I don't know. I don't know if it feels good anymore. From now on, I just want to use and abuse people. Get what I want from them and just kick them to the curb. Be selfish and be happy. But I can't. Anyone has the potential of doing anything. Just because I say it doesn't mean anything. You can have a fucking serial killer say, I'm gonna do good, and he could do it. Doesn't mean he will. It's the same situation. Well, same circumstance. Oh, whatever. sort of conditions, I guess. But I can't use people. I don't want to have to. The only way for me to get what I want is to use people. Does that sound right? That doesn't sound right at all. Oh, what solution is it? The next one. Oh, be patient. Wait. I've been waiting 7 months. Oh, fuck 7 months. A year in 7 months. For someone to swoop me off my feet. And really tell me that they love me. Not just say the fucking words. Fucking actually do something and mean it. Give me what I want. Not just think about themselves. From my point of view, my relationship was bad. Just because there was a lack of communication, and I was a coward in ways. I didn't say what I needed to say because I was worried about someone else's health. If they were able to handle it. Even though I took shit from them every day, I took the same old, "Oh, I don't need you. You're not someone I need. I can cut you off in an instant." I still stuck with him because I didn't want to leave him vulnerable. Even though I was feeling miserable. Alone. Not a fucking care in the world from him. He'd ask me. What the fuck was the point telling him the problem? He would just point it back to me. Well, you need to do this. You need to do that. Alright. That's not what I want, but alright. You can't give me what I want. I should have broke up a long time ago. The minute I knew you lied to me, I should have said, "You know what? This is a good idea." But he made it sound like it was possible, like he would be able to do it, but I'm not blaming him, it was all my decision. I'll take responsibility. The ignorant fuck that I was. I believed his ass. And I fooled myself into thinking that somebody that has priorities would have put me first. He would never put me first. I don't even think he would, even if he didn't have other responsibilities. I would not be his first priority. I was like his last. But every time I'd ever put him first, he'd ask questions. I don't know, fuck it. Point is, I'm a totally different bitch now. Way different from when I was. The sweet little innocent lost to the speech. Starting her own fucking audio thing in December. Well, really starting the beginning in January. I'm completely different from that person. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but I don't feel like that fucking loser. I still feel like somewhat of a loser, maybe. A little. But I think I'm a little smarter. More grown. A little more angry, frustrated, annoyed. I have less tolerance voices today. I just want someone to listen to me rage and bitch and... I want to say some really hurtful shit to people. I want to so badly. I want to hurt someone. I don't want to watch them cry. I want to watch them cry. I want to laugh in their fucking faces. I just can't believe the pain that I received, I gave them. I want to make them feel like shit. Because I feel like shit. I don't want to make any person feel like shit. I want to make the people that deserve it feel like shit. Every last fucking one of them, I want revenge. I don't know anymore. I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind. There's no way. I can't hurt people. Not even people that I believe deserve to be in so much pain. They'll get what's coming to them. I don't. It won't make me feel good if I did something terrible. As much as I want to. I won't be able to sleep at night knowing I did something so horrible to people. That's why I hate myself, because I always put people first before me. That's what I have been doing. I've been thinking I wasn't good enough. I've been thinking that I was just, I deserved everything I got. I thought that, all the pain I was feeling, I deserved it somehow. Everything I've gotten, all the treatment I've received from people, there's only one person I can say that hasn't treated me like shit. She's not even family, biologically.
I don't think I should post this. I don't know what I should do with this. I said a lot of things. I said a lot of things. It feels good to get them all off my chest. I always wanted. This never got me anything. All my wanting. This got me pain. I'm tired. I've been doing this for so long. I was fucking 5. All my life I've always wanted friends. Every last person. All those relationships I've had, they always ended because no one really wanted me in the first place. Nobody. I'm so tired. I just don't want to have any more feelings anymore. I don't want to feel anything. I don't want to have feelings. Make it easier for me to be. I don't know if anybody relates to any of this. I don't know how many of you probably think I'm a psychopath, but you know what? We've been through it. When you've been through mind. When you've been through. Rejection. Enough. you just... You just want to stop giving a crap. You just want to stop wanting anything. You try so hard to get what you want. After so long, you finally get one thing that you've ever wanted. After so long, you just want to give up. You got one person that gives a shit and knows everything. You gotta just feel like that's the only person ever. Grateful to have that one person. Even though I don't know her, I don't know them. Any longer than a year. Give me a chance. Yeah, I fucked up twice or three times, four or five. God knows. But she still wanted to be my friend. So you got things telling you need to be more social. You need to do this, you need to do that, and you're like, what for? What fucking for? To get more rejected. I just want to be happy for once. I want to be happy. But I think I don't know if I want anybody anymore. I don't fucking know. Everyone I seem to want just doesn't want me back. Maybe I'm just not looking at the right places. I'm picking the wrong people. Oh, what the fuck do I need to be picking here? I don't want to pick what I want and who I want. Because I know why I want it. But even my wants don't want me. Thanks for